what can we say? We've got a lot of options for you. It is at 12 minutes past 8 o'clock, though, and you are here on 2SER Breakfast. It is time to chat movies. Michael Jones is in to tell us what he has been watching. Morning, Michael.
Good morning. I've got an option for you this evening or this afternoon. It's a documentary biopic, and it's about one of the greatest footballers ever to take the pitch, Diego Maradona.
I've heard that name.
If you grew up in the 80s, you'd probably remember Diego Maradona. This documentary is directed by Asif Kapadia. He's the guy who made Senna and Amy. They're both widely acclaimed documentaries. Anyway, look, this documentary is constructed from over 500 hours of mostly never-seen-before footage of one of the greatest soccer players, Craig Foster, football players of the 1980s, focusing on his time at the Napoli club from about 1984 until it all ended in tears after the 1990 World Cup, all narrated by the man himself, Diego Maradona, because this documentary is unusual for Asif Kapadia in that his subject is still breathing.
Yeah, actually, good point. Yeah,
but in his narration, Maradona doesn't come across as especially insightful or introspective about his life and career. At times, he almost seems naive or just plain stupid or even still in denial about some of the darker aspects of his life. For example, he's just not quite sure how he ended up with an illegitimate child, even though he spent a lot of time with this female friend of the family and was regularly sleeping with her for over a year. Diego. I just don't know how that came about. And those Camorra guys that Diego Maradona was often pictured hanging out with, they just took him to clubs and invited him over for dinner because they thought he was a good bloke and a great soccer player. Of course, they weren't at all interested in, you know, perhaps finally extending their influence over him and so he might, you know, perhaps get involved in some match fixing. I'm only speculating about
maybe
that, but, you know, of course, they just gave him some drugs as well because they were being friendly. In contrast to his blundering about and struggling with fame off the pitch, the film also does show Maradona, the footballer, and what made him such a great player. Sure, there was like plenty of natural talent. He came from growing up in a shanty town just outside Buenos Aires, but he worked bloody hard on his game and he'd made the senior Argentinian national team by the age of 17, so he was a pretty phenomenal player. But we see most of his football happening at Napoli in Italy. We see him doing extras with a personal fitness coach to get over injuries that he's carrying in a demonstration of his true professionalism. These are extras that other players weren't doing. And this was all before getting sidetracked by all the trappings of wealth and celebrity, like sex, drugs, getting involved with the mafia and stuff, and then a lot more sex and a lot more drugs. Then we see him at the World Cup in Mexico in 1986, where he was at his absolute peak, you know, captaining Argentina to a famous victory in that tournament and being the standout player. It was also in this tournament against England that we see Maradona demonstrate his more ruthless and pragmatic side as a footballer. Hand of God, anyone? Remember?
Ooh.
Of course, why am I asking you if you remember that? You weren't even born. But those who were watching it were quite horrified. But in his narration, Maradona expresses no regrets at all and still doesn't seem to get what all the fuss was about. Archival media interviews throughout the film are more revealing of Maradona, the person, what's going on in his mind as the film progresses. When he first arrives at Napoli, he actually seems quite a, you know, happy-go-lucky man, sort of lacking in any form of artifice or conceit. But by the late 1980s, with his extracurricular activities catching up with him, Maradona is a much more haunted and hunted figure. Diego Maradona, it's definitely no hagiography. It's actually quite a tragic tale of a supremely talented footballer who tended to live in the moment and never really considered the consequences of his actions on himself or those around him. At least he's still got a pulse, unlike the protagonists in previous Asif Kapadia documentaries, those being Amy Winehouse and Ayrton Senna. But it's also pretty clear that Maradona himself still doesn't get how or where it all went wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of sad. Maybe he needs to sit down and watch this documentary a few times and then perhaps have it explained to him. Diego Maradona, the film, it does kick plenty of goals, but sometimes you get the feeling that Kapadia is actually taking a free kick against an opponent who's not even aware he's in the game. And somehow it doesn't feel quite right to celebrate with a big pile up at the corner post when the man himself has kicked so many own goals in his life.
Ooh, womp womp. Thumbs up or thumbs down overall?
I give it the thumbs up. If you are a football fan, you will get something out of this. The film does go into extra time, though. So if you're a peripheral football fan, it may test your patience.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.